Yuma, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2. Next, Kashar Lashon Shel Zahoris Barosh Seir HaMishtaleach VeHemidu Keneged Beis Shlucho. He would tie a string that was crimson, red in color, on the head of the Seir HaMishtaleach, the goat that will be sent away to Lazazel. That means they tied this red string between the horns of this goat. VeHemidu Keneged Beis Shlucho means... And he literally means he stood the goat opposite the place where it will be sent from. That, of course, is the same place it came in from, which is Shar Nicanor. That's the main entrance and exit gate of the Azara, the primary one, and that's where it stood. So the point here is that we turn the goat around. It had been facing with its head towards the Heichal, westward. Now we turn around to face eastward, ready to go. V'lenishchat, and as for the goat that will be slaughtered, meaning the Lashem goat, keneged beis shchitaso, a red thread is also tied around it, but here it's tied around its neck, literally beis shchitaso means the place of its slaughtering, its neck. So now you have two goats, one with between its horns, and one with around its neck, this red string. And the purpose of both of them is, of course, they shouldn't get mixed up one with the other, but also there will be another goat that's used later on in the day, as a musaf, part of the musaf offering, so we don't want these goats to get mixed up with those goat, that goat. So, okay, so each goat's been labeled properly. Now, he leaves the goats aside, and he returns back to the bull on which he had recently confessed and did the vidui for him and his family. Now he's going to do a second confession. It's essentially identical to the first confession, and it's the very same bull, although the Mishnah will say, Bolo Eitzel Paro Shnia, which sounds like it might mean he goes to his second bull. But no, it's the same bull. He just goes to the same bull for a second time. And he does this smicha and the vidui same as before. The only difference being he adds the additional element of requesting atonement, not just for him and his family, but for the entire Kohanim, the group of Kohanim, all the Kohanim. And so the Mishnah says inside, Bolo Eitzel Paroshnia, he goes back to his bull for the second time. V'somech shtei yadav alav, he places his two hands on the cow, meaning this is smicha, so he puts his full weight down between the horns of the bull. U'misvadeh, and he confesses again. V'kach hayomer, and this is what he said, it's really the same as the previous. Ana Hashem, please Hashem. Once again, he articulates the yud kei vav kei shem mufurash as it is written, so that's going to be now the fifth time it's heard of the day. We'll have 5, 6, and 7 in this Mishnah. He says, Avisi Pashati Chatasi. I have, like before, Avon means intentional sin. Pesha means rebellion, for the sake of rebellion. And Achet means a mistake. The reason for this order, which is like not going from, you know, least offense to greatest offense, is because this is following Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir understands that the proper way to do it, because that's the order that's it's found in the verse itself. There's a pasuk that reads, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, it's pasuk Tes Zayin Chaf Aleph, so that's the chapter 16, verse 21. V'hisvada alav eskol avonos, so avon comes first, b'nei Yisrael, v'eskol pesha'ehem, so pesha'ehem is the second, that's pesha, rebellion, l'chol chatosam, for all of their sins. That's third. So chet is third. Now the truth is, in this sentence, the word chet is speaking about sin in general, not that it's up or down in terms of on the scale of severity, but it's referring to chet, sin in general. And therefore, while that's the order used by Rav Meir and featured in our Mishnah, the Chacham say no. The proper order in the vidui should be by the Kohen Gadol: first chet, then avon, then pesha, going up from least to most intense level of sin. And indeed in Sidurim you'll actually find two variant texts in terms of the order of when this comes up. Okay. Now, so he says, Avisi Pashasi Chatasi Lefanecha Ani Uvesi Uvenei Aaron Am Kadoshecha. I have sinned before you, me and my household, meaning his wife also, and Bnei Aaron Am Kadoshecha, the descendants of Aaron HaKohen, meaning the Kohanim, your holy nation. This, you see, interestingly, that The Kohanim refer to an Amal to themselves. Fine. An Hashem kaper na la'avonos v'lepasha'im v'lechata'im. Please Hashem. Again, the mention of the Shem Hashem Mufurash explicitly. Kaper, cleanse, avonos, peshaim, and chataim, our sins, shavisi, shepashasi, v'shechatasi, that I committed, again, the three levels, lefanecha, before you, ani, myself, uvesi, my household, meaning my wife, uvenei Aaron, am kudoshecha, and all the kohanim. Kakasu basaras Moshe avadecha, as it said in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem latar eschem mikol chato seichem lifnei Hashem titaru. On this day, on Yom Kippur, meaning, you shall be atoned, cleansed, and purified from all your sins before Hashem. Be purified. That's, again, when he says lifnei Hashem, like we said before, this is the third mention in the video of the Shem Hashem Mefurash. That'll be, so we have mentions 5, 6, and 7 here in our Mishnah. Again, each time, as the Mishnah says, v'hen o nachrav, after each of the mentions of the Shem Hashem Mefurash, they will answer after him, they meaning the Kohanim who are present and other spectators, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Voed, blessed be the honored name, his Hashem, his sovereignty should endure forever.